Hello, adventurer. Welcome to my garden. Oh, please. There's no need to raise your sword. I mean you no harm. Rather, is that the way for a guest to behave when wandering into a lady's home? Oh, you're no guest. Choose your words carefully, adventurer. As a guest, I'll treat you with respect and a host as should. But as an intruder... Well, let's just say I won't be so gentle. Is that a quiver in your arm? My, my, you can barely hold onto your sword. Are you so frightened of a monster that by the mere sight of it, you're shaken? How adorable. Are you really the best the villagers had left? The other heroes they sent at least could hold a blade properly. You are much smarter than them, though. The others all rushed to attack me the minute they saw me. To their loss, of course. Only the greatest of fools attack an Alderaan in the middle of our own garden so thoughtlessly. None of them even lasted a minute, so you're doing quite well so far, all things considered. Although you did come into my garden, never suspecting the villages maybe set you up. So I can't give you that much credit. Oh yes, you heard me correctly. It's a lovely arrangement we have. In the past, they would send their tributes to me in exchange for safe passage through the forest. But that really didn't satisfy anyone. They never sent their best. And I soon grew tired of being fed on worthless trash they would send to me. Delinquents, petty thieves, starving vagrants. There's no way I could be satisfied with such an inferior meal. Our new arrangement works so much better. In exchange for safe passage, they send adventurers like you to me. What was it they told? That I had kidnapped boys from the village? Oh, how tragic. A brave, noble adventurer, willing to put his life on the line for complete strangers, betrayed by the very people he thought he was aiding. That's enough to make me shed a tear. And there is that delicious look of fear. That pure despair when you realize it's all for nothing. You won't ever get the honor of nobly sacrificing yourself to protect the innocent. Instead, you're going to be devoured as nothing more than an offering by a village of worthless cowards so wicked they'd sacrifice complete strangers to save their precious way of life. So what will you do now? Try to run? Stay and fight? What will the brave adventurer do? Choose quickly. I'm sure you've noticed those vines creeping closer to you. So running it is. Not quite. And... got you! Oh, you poor little fool. You didn't even notice the vines were already coiled around your ankles. Now, all I had to do was pluck that sword away. There. You won't be needing that anymore. It lost any purpose just the second you decided to run instead of fight. Oh, but don't get me wrong. Running was absolutely the right decision. If you tried to fight me, well, I'd just snap your neck. Just in self-defense, of course. After all, that's what I've done to all these other adventurers who tried to fight. But you, there's no need to kill you just yet. You're not even a threat in the slightest. Why, I might even be convinced to let you go. After I'm finished playing with you. So don't struggle, my dear little toy. It's useless anyway. There's nothing you can do to stop my vines from curling around your body, winding around your limbs, and stretching you out for me. Peeling away your clothes and leaving you defenseless. That's perfect. Now, you're exactly as the way you should be. Wrapped up in my vines, naked and vulnerable. Completely at my mercy. Oh, hush now. Don't cry, dear. If you keep making such an adorable face, I might not be able to control myself. There. That's better. Now time to start playing with you. I'll just start running my vines along your thigh. My, don't start squirming yet. I've only just begun. Oh, you're so sensitive. I never thought I'd get such an adorable little morsel to come offering himself so willingly to me. What's that? You're not willing. Oh, I can't believe that. I can't possibly believe those feeble struggles are the best you can do. Admit it, dear. You want this. Go on. Say it. Do my vines feel good running across your skin? Do you enjoy being teased? You can try to deny it, but I can hear your breaths getting deeper. I can feel your cock reacting to my cocks when I'm brushed against you. You're longing for me to wrap you up in even more vines, aren't you? No. You don't want to feel your vines around your cock? All right, then, if you insist. I'll just continue teasing you, then. Your face is so cute when you're trying to resist me. Let me pull you in closer and get a better look at you. Yes, that's much better. Now I can see you biting your lips, so desperately trying to resist. I can see the fear and pleasure mixing in your eyes. I can even reach out and touch your flushed cheeks. There, don't turn away. If you just let me show you a little affection, this will all go so much smoother for you. Unless you want me to get rougher with you. Good boy. And settle down and let me play with you properly. Oh, wow. You don't have much experience with this, do you? One little touch of my vine against your cock and you're already whimpering for me. Don't get too excited, pet. This is still only teasing. Imagine how embarrassing it would be if you came just before just a little bit of stroking. That's better. So much better when you resist just a little bit. Makes breaking you down all the more fun. So go on. Try to resist. Try to make those sweet little attempts and resistances of moaning and trying not to scream as my vines stroke you up and down. Up. And down, up, and down. Yes, you try to grit those teeth, but your moans will still come out eventually. Maybe I'll just force open your mouth. Yes, having a vine worm its way between your lips sounds lovely. So here you go. You bit me. How dare you? And I was trying to be nice. If you won't accept pleasure from me, then I'll just have to show you what kind of pain I can cause you. That's right. These vines make excellent whips, don't they? I'll happily cover your whole body with these markings. Across your flushed cheek. On your toned little body. I'll mark you until you're covered in proof that you belong to me. There. That's better. You're much more cute with my whip markings streaked across your skin. That's not all my vines can do. They can squeeze you so very tightly. Tighter and tighter. So tight, you'll feel like you're going to break. What's that? Please? Oh, you want me to stop? I already warned you this would happen. You weren't going to accept my gentleness. I'll show you my harsher side. So this is what you want, right? Oh. Oh, no, it's not. Then you want to go back to being my toy? Those are the only options here. If you're willing to be submissive, you can be my toy. My pet. If not, you can just be my meal, like all the others. I'll enjoy you for a bit, then drain you dry. And your lifeless corpse can be the nourishment for my beautiful garden. It's your call. So then, are you ready to accept it, pet? Are you ready to submit to me? Really? Good. Then say it. Be a good boy and say you'll submit. Do stop sobbing, dear. I can't hear you through all those tears, so quit crying and say it. Say, yes, mistress, I'll be a good toy. Wonderful. If you're finally going to be a good toy for me, then there's so much we can do together. You experienced my vines already, but there's so much more an Alaren can offer. Let me show you. Do you see these blossoms? Beautiful, aren't they? And they smell so sweet. So let me just blow some of their pollen over you. There. Just breathe it in. Good. Just like that. Breathe in the pretty pink pollen drifting its way toward you. Doesn't it smell nice? Looks like it's already affecting you. You look so dazed. Let me give you another dose. There. Just breathe it in. Your head's feeling a bit fuzzy now, isn't it? Like your thoughts are just a big, fluffy pink cloud. Isn't this nice? Don't try to speak. Just nod your head for me. Good boy. This pollen does more than just slow down your thoughts, you know. It also makes your body so much more sensitive. Even the lightest touch will have you moaning. Just like that. I can make you feel even more sensitive than that. How? Well, let me show you. Look inside my flower. No, not up. breasts. Look lower. See all this nectar pools where my upper body connects to the flower? This nectar is special. When refined, it's so sweet and no one can resist. That's why people try so hard to hunt Aurin. When fresh, it's also amongst the most powerful aphrodisiacs in the world. So let me give you a taste. Just drip a couple fingers into my nectar and bring them up to your lips. Go on, taste it. Doesn't it look so sweet? So just open your mouth. Yes, just like that. Now, pet, laugh it all up. That's it. Take in every drop. Savor the sweetness. Lose yourself in the taste. You can stop sucking now, dear. The nectar's all gone. You want more? My, my. You've lost yourself completely, haven't you? I can see it in your eyes. All that resistance is gone. The only thing left is desire. I'll indulge you then. Come here. I'll just gently lower you into my flower until your entire lower body is submerged and drenched in my nectar. Doesn't that feel good? I'm going to release you from my vines now. I doubt you've even a thought of escaping left in your mind anymore. That's right. Cling to me. Press into my softness and lose yourself in my scent. Now then, I want to taste you too. How delicious. Looks like you enjoyed it too. It's not a surprise. My nectar is so sweet because it comes from me. It's only natural my lips would be just as sweet. You know, it isn't just my lips that are so sweet. My whole body is soaked in my nectar whenever my flower is closed. You can taste it all over my skin. Go on, try it. Oh yes, just like that. Lick all over my breasts. Suck on them. Lose yourself even deeper into my taste. Oh, you're thrusting so desperately against me. Let me take you in. Yes, just like that. Feel my folds wrap around you. Oh, I'm soaked for you. Oh, yes. Keep sucking me, pet. Suckle me as I fuck you. Oh. Oh. Harder. Thrust harder into me. Oh, give yourself to me. Oh, give yourself to me. Oh. Oh, I can feel you throbbing so much. Give in to it. Lose yourself in the pleasure and come for me. Ah. Yes. Yes. Good boy. You make such a good toy. Are you exhausted now? That's okay. You can sleep here in my arms. My flower makes a lovely bed. And when you wake up, you can feed me again. I'll be playing with you every day from now on. Of course, it'll be every day. You don't want to leave, do you? I didn't think so. There's nowhere else you could possibly find this much pleasure. So it's better that you just stay with me. I'll be having fun with you for a long time. Good night.